This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W, brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios. All right, Brunch Club. I'm your host, Joy, and this is another week of horror stories. So I actually was thinking today, and I had this genius idea. You know how people always say babies are like delivered by storks or whatever that is? Why is there not like a stork dick? Like a stork that delivers like a dick appointment to your door. There needs to be a stork for this. If there's a stork for babies, there's gotta be a stork for dicks. This would really cut down on our dick appointment commutes, and it would really make scheduling dick appointments a little more convenient for our busy lives. So, stork dick, I'm gonna get on that, and don't worry, I'll send you guys out some hot new stork dick. I think that'd be great if a stork just delivered who you wanted to your doorstep. I'd be totally fine with that. It would take a lot out of scheduling things. I say this because I have been filtering through people for a threesome. And let me tell you, I feel like I am on a job interview with 1,000 people. Like, I feel like I am constantly submitting my resume to be evaluated by some couple to see if they like me or not. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, come on, you have someone who wants a threesome with you. Is it really that big of a deal? Like, why are you so picky? I mean, I guess we all have our things, and I guess we're all picky about something, but seriously, like, it is exhausting. So I just want a stork dick that can deliver me a threesome to my doorstep, or a foursome, whatever the kids are into these days. Six some, whatever, I'm into it. Gangbang, I'm about it. A train, I'm so there for it. Just deliver me like 20 dicks to my door, and then if I could just choose through them, like it's like a criminal lineup of who done it. I just want to stand there with men in a lineup. I mean, how nice would it be if I could just have these men in a lineup and then choose who I want to choose? That would be fucking phenomenal. And I'd be so here for it. And then the stork could just deliver them to my doorstep. No harm, no foul. Really, I just want to be lazy. That's really it. I'm just super lazy with submitting my resume to threesomes. That is ridiculous. I'll have to tell you guys how it goes. So I'm going to try something new with the podcast. I'm going to do What Do You Wish Someone Would Have Told You? And it's kind of going to be like sex educationally, but in like a cool way, not in your like weird gym teacher, you will have sex and get pregnant and die way. And I'm not going to offer you some like used condoms at the end of it. But I think it'd be really fun and cool to dive in to what people wish they would have learned in high school in sex ed or whatnot. I know there are so many things like I wish I would have been told or learned at a young age. And I'm like very researchative. It's not a word. I like research. That's more correct. So I research a lot of things, but there's still, I know a lot of people who like, they don't know like the basics of sex. So we're gonna do What Do You Wish Someone Would Have Told You, American Horror Story style. If you have something you wish someone would have told you or taught you, email it to me at therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram. I am therealsexandwaffles. And I would love to hear what you guys have to say and what like crazy stories you have. I'm gonna start it off with anal. Because, you know, everything good starts with anal. Anal, yes. a lot of people either have never tried anal, are not into anal, are not about it. People are very, very opposed to having anything up their ass, especially dudes. Dudes think it's like real gay to have something up their ass, which I think that's literally ludicrous to be like, oh my God, had a dick on my ass, I'm gay. Like, how insecure are you? Like, Jesus. Obviously, the gays don't want to fuck you because they're fucking their own kind. Like, they don't want you. You're a straight man, okay? Like, get over yourself. Get over it and stop pretending that you're going to turn gay because you have something up your ass. It's literally ridiculous, and I cannot stand for it. But your asshole actually has, like, it's like a really big erogenous zone, and it has a lot of nerve endings, and your taint specifically is very, very sensitive. Play around with it. Like, see, like, if you're with someone that you like hanging out with and you want a finger up your ass, like, put it up there. Here's the other thing though, like, stop sticking your fingers up girls' asses just like randomly. It is, when it's random, it's like not fun. If it's, you know, it's kind of coming, or like they've talked to you about it, then you're like, okay, yeah, like it's fine. But when it's a random finger up your asshole, like, nothing is more concerning than just having a random finger up your ass that you did not ask for. And it's not always pleasurable if you just have a finger up your ass. Like, figure out what people fucking like. Like, your little asshole rim, it's really sensitive. That's why people like, you know, rim jobs or everything and anything. We'll talk about all that on a different episode, but we're going to talk about just anal, all right? The biggest things you need to know. Here's your anal how-to. How to be anal. The biggest things you need to know about anal are use lube, and go slow and relax. Actually, I would say relaxing is the biggest thing about this. If you are tense while you are doing anything with your asshole, if you're into it, it will not be fun. So your asshole basically has two sphincters. But it was like the opening of your asshole, and then there's one like inside of it that would like mirror the opening of your asshole. One of them is voluntary, one of them is involuntary, meaning that one of them you can control. Everybody flex your butthole. And one of them you cannot control. And that's the one on the inside. But if you are relaxed and you take your time and you just kind of slowly work a dick into your ass, it's going to be much more pleasurable than if you just shove it in there. Which actually, like, you can rupture your asshole if you do that. If you do it incorrectly, like, you can actually have a lot of problems. If you don't like it, don't do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Like, this goes for anything and everything with sex. If, like, you're really not into anal or you don't want to do it, the poop hole is the poop hole. That's where it stays. Like, don't do it. Like, just literally don't do it. Don't feel pressure to do it. If someone wants to shove a dick up your ass and you don't want it, like, you know what? You don't have to take a dick up your ass. Like, it doesn't make you any other level of cool. It doesn't make you any level of weird. Like, anal is not weird. It can be used as really good foreplay. Anal can be a lot of different things for different people. And you don't necessarily have to have a dick up there. Some people like vibrators, butt plugs, or if you're afraid about having a dick in there but you want to try it, like, start out with a butt plug, start out with anal beads. The biggest thing about doing anything anally is make sure, like, whatever you're using has, like, a flare to the end of it so it does not get stuck in your asshole. No one wants to go to the ER and being like, oh, I have something shoved in my asshole that I can't get out. It just has to have, like, a little taper on the end of it. Like, butt plugs, they have, like, a little suction cup at the end so they don't get stuck in your asshole. So don't be an asshole and don't get things shoved in your asshole and leave them there. That's just unpleasant for everyone, okay? How many times, though, do you think, like, doctors, people go to the doctor and, like, or a certain doctor has seen, like, things shoved up someone's ass or up someone's pussy? Like, come on. That is, like, there's probably been some weird things up there. I would love to know what doctors have found, like, inside people. I would die. Like, how many things have you found in buttholes? There's been a lot. Like, come on. Kids shove a lot of things up their nose. Adults shove things up their buttholes. We're literally no different than children. We've just discovered all our holes. Anal can be really fun, you know, depending on what you're into. Literally, if you're just like vanilla, I only like pee and vigi sex, then don't do anal. Just don't fucking do it. There's a couple of different positions for anal. You can be like on your side, or you can be like in doggy style. And both of those positions work. Again, just go slow. Gentlemen, don't try and ram your dick into anyone's asshole. No one likes that. And how would you feel if someone just shoved a thick pipe up your asshole? Wouldn't be fun, would it? No. Oh, it wouldn't? Good. Then don't do it to ladies. We really don't like it when that happens. Use lube. Shockingly, guys, I have actually had a debate about lube in the past 2 weeks of my life. Apparently, people, like, don't use lube, and I know men are, like, really opposed to it, and they're like, yeah, I've only used lube if I've done something anally. Honestly, kudos. Everyone who has said that in my life, high fives, all fucking round. If you're gonna do anal, literally just lube is great for everyone. Just know that. And, yeah, my debate about lube was, I was like, lube just makes it easier, and really, this is just an episode about lube and how you should not be afraid to use it, whether you are going pee in the G or pee in the booty hole. So just use lube, okay? Okay, that's all I have for my how-to about anal. Get freaky. It's Halloween. So you know what? Go explore the dark caves of your body. Isn't that pleasant? So tell me if you guys like this or what you want to know about or anything. Like I said, this is kind of a new take on the podcast and not really sure how it's going to go. But if there's anything you guys want me to talk about, email me therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com. DM me on Instagram @therealsexandwaffles, and I will answer your questions, whatever your little heart desires. So yeah, guys, that's all for this week. And my paperback book, the publishing on that actually got a little fucked up. So that will be out later than expected. And if you are waiting for the paperback, I promise it's worth your wait. So I will let you guys know when that comes out. And I hope you guys have a freaky ass Halloween. No pun intended. All right. Stay hard.